Hello.
Hey, Cannon. This is Tyler calling you back from Local Splash. My apologies. I was on the phone with an ongoing client. So my apologies.
It's okay.
Yeah, I just got the notification from my rep, Oscar. Were you ready to get this thing going? Were you in a better spot?
Yeah, I'm ready to do it.
Okay. All right. Give me one second here. I'm just pulling up your account right now.
And is it under contract for so long or no contract or?
There's no contract. It is on a month. The pricing is a month per month basis, but we do ask for a 2 month verbal agreement. But our platinum package is designed to give you results within that first 2 month time frame. That's what's going to keep you happy and coming back to us for the third month moving forward.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you said earlier it was going to be a credit card that you were using, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And what did the debit or credit card. Okay. Does it read with your name on it and the business name, or does it just have one or the other?
Both.
It has both. Okay. And then the card, normally they read with the 16-digit code on the front of it. If you want to start it from the left to the right, I'll repeat the numbers back to you for accuracy whenever you're ready.
Okay. 4912.
Okay.
3900.
Okay.
4138.
Okay.
8038.
And the expiration month and year?
827.
And the CVC on the back, the little 3-digit code.
The 3-digit.
Yeah, the little code that's on the back.
The 8 month, 27,
2027. No, the little code that's on the little code that's on the back of the card. Normally, they're about 3 digits.
Yeah. 871.
Okay, and is that card connected to the 585 Old Tram Road address?
Yeah.
Okay, now we use what we call a VeriSign secured merchant processing server over here. So what that means for you, Cannon, is the card is coded out. It only shows the last 4 digits. The first 16 are coded out. But before I do cut out the card, I want to make sure that I do have everything accurate. So I do have, a Visa starting with a 4912-3900-4138-8038. And then I have 8 of 27 and 871?
Yeah.
All right. Now, the card is coded out. What I'm going to be doing right now is going over a 90-second voice verification with you. It goes over the service agreement, but there's a question on here that you don't agree with or you don't that you want me to rephrase. Just feel free to stop me right then and there. I'll rephrase that question a different way. That way you have a firm understanding of what it asks you. But it is pretty self-explanatory. But it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Cannon, this call will be recorded for quality assurance and also outline the service agreement with our company, and it's also an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, will you please state the name of your business?
Old Tram Excavation.
Thank you very much. And please state your name and title within the business.
Cannon White as owner.
Thank you very much. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Thank you. And you are an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. But, Cannon, would you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company, Local Splash, specifically?
Say that again.
Yes, sir. So to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, just please be advised that you may receive phone calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. But would you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company, Local Splash, specifically, if we need to get a hold of you?
Yes.
thank you, and in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, would you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah.
We're not saying you can't. We just don't want you double paying for a service. So basically, if another company calls you and they want to offer you some sort of marketing or advertising to make sure that you don't double pay for a service that we may already be providing for you over here, we just ask that you give us a call beforehand to make sure.
Okay.
So to kind of clarify that with you. And then your payment for the initial term and account setup, that's going to be charged today's date. That's June 14th, 2022. It's going to be charged in the very discounted non-refundable amount of just $199. When the second term is completed, your agreement would normally automatically renew the following month on the same day of the 14th, but it would renew in that same discounted amount of $199. Like I said earlier, that rate will never go up or change on you. Now, you may discontinue the agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for the next month of service, we just ask that you contact client support at least 3 business days before the next billing would be due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
All right, so that does conclude the voice verification. What I'm having my finance team do right now is they are going to be running the 199. As soon as that does go through, you're going to be getting a confirmation email showing you that 199 came out of your account. So give me 1 second here, and then while I wait for the confirmation from my finance team, I'm going to set you up for the client interview that needs to take place. Now, the client interview, that's when you actually sit down with our certified technicians that are here in-house from Google. They're going to be going over, like, the keyword content with you, service areas that we're programming you to work in, and they're also going to be going over a small testimonial in regards to the company to make sure that we're representing you properly, of course. Okay, so give me 1 second here. I'm just looking at their calendar right now, checking when I have an available agent. I know one of them's on vacation, so give me 1 second here. All righty, so it looks like, the wrong day. There we go, 14. All right, so it looks like I can get you in today. Oh, actually, no, that's when we have the webinar with Google. Yeah, it doesn't look like since that webinar is taking place, I don't have another available agent for you to speak with today, but I can get you in tomorrow, Cannon. But let me know what time works for you. I mean, I'm not sure what your schedule looks like. Does morning, mid-afternoon, or afternoon work best for you?
Morning.
Okay. So I do have, right now I believe it's 1:25. So I can give you, the earliest that I'd be able to do is 10 a.m. Would that work for you?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. All righty. Give me 1 second here. Let me just program it into the calendar. And you're also going to be getting a calendar invite sent to you over via email as well. And then can you go ahead, and I do want to be the first one to welcome you aboard the Local Splash team. The payment did go through at $199. And, Cannon, what we're going to do is strive 1 month at a time to make sure this becomes a long-term marketing solution for your company. Okay, I'm excited for you. It's definitely going to be a profitable service. Now, there is one other thing that I need to provide you with other than sending you this calendar invite. Can you pull up your email? We'll have you on the line, and I can provide you with your username for your client dashboard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just need you for another minute or two.
Which one? I've got two emails.
The one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Okay.
And go ahead, and when you have it pulled up about the fifth line down from the top, it says please click here to accept the subscription terms. Okay, perfect. Now, that's when you click on that link, it's going to take you to another page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience at the very top. Now, what that's going to do is that's going to show you just a summary of the services that are included within the package. And at the very bottom, in bigger letters, you see where it says cancellation and refunds? It's towards the very bottom?
Yeah.
Okay, you see that little checkbox right underneath it that says I certify that I'm the authorized holder of the the card holder and all the accurate is true and correct. So you would click on that checkbox right there, and then you would sign your name at the bottom. Now, it's capital sensitive, so once you confirm your signature, it's going to take you to another page that says local splash username and password. So let me know when you get to that page, please.
Okay, I'm here.
All right. Now, the password or the username, your phone number that we're speaking on, 910-640-9241. The password, that's going to be created for you and given to you tomorrow during the client interview from the agent that's giving you the interview. The phone call takes about 25 to 30 minutes. It could take longer if you have some questions for them, but that's when we pretty much cross the T's and dot the I's, going over the keyword content areas we're going to program you to work in and go over like a small testimonial in regards to your company to make sure that we're representing you properly. And also, we're going to be promoting your website to the listings as well. So if you have any, but I do want to ask here, before my agents give you a call tomorrow, did you have any questions that I can answer or clarify for you in the meantime?
I think that's it. With my website that I already have built, you don't,
yes.
Y'all go to it and...
We don't change any of the content that's on the website that you have built, but what we do is we promote it as is. We promote it on Google, Bing, and all the directory submissions. Yeah, we don't change any of the content or anything about the website, whatever. It's beautiful as it sits, but we make sure that it gets the exposure that it needs.
Okay. That sounds good.
All righty. And like I said, if you have any questions or you need anything changed or adjusted along the way, please feel free to call into us. You have that email sitting in your account as well. But other than that, Cannon, we appreciate your business and just wait for that call tomorrow at 10 a.m. so we can get the rest of this ball rolling for you, okay?
Okay, sounds good. And on this local splash, the page here where my password, username?
Yes.
I don't need bar, do I?
Yeah, so right now you can exit out of everything. They'll be able to walk you through back to that page so you can log into your client dashboard after the client interview's ended.
Okay.
Absolutely. All righty, Cannon. Well, we do, like I said, we appreciate your business, and you have a great rest of your day. All righty?
Yes, sir. Thank you. Appreciate it, Tyler.
I appreciate your time as well. Take care, Cannon. Bye-bye.